Good morning. My guests this morning are Sherry Mignano and Michael Van Wy, a.k.a. Gypsy Kisses. Hi, you guys.
Hi, Roland.
You are playing a performance which includes an all-Italian dinner and one hopes all or mostly Italian music.
Absolutely, okay. 100%.
All right. called Dolce Sera, Sunday, August 16th, 2015, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. So how would you describe your music to those very few people in our audience who don't know what it is?
Well, it's a mixture of what is commonly known as canzone, right? It's which means song, of course. But it's like it's popular 20th century. Most of it is 20th century popular music, as would have been heard on the radio in Italy, either Rome or Naples or you know, somewhere in Italy, and anywhere from the 1920s through the 1970s.
Wow!
So it's what you would have heard if you're Italian. Which you are.
Uh-huh.
It's what you would have heard on your mother's hi-fi, playing on your mother's hi-fi in the 1950s, or
and on the jukebox in a coffee house in North Beach, mambo italiano, uh-huh. things like that were very popular over here and as well.
But yet you go as far back as into the, as you say, 20s and 30s.
Yes, some marvelous tangos and Latin rhythms from the 1920s and early 30s. And, you know, one of our favorite composers that we like to work with is Cesare Bixio, or in English, Bixio. And he would have been the counterpart to Irving Berlin. He's the Italian composer to Irving Berlin or Cole Porter. When that was going on here, they had Bixio doing his thing over there. In fact, he wrote the soundtrack for the very first Italian talking film, Canzoni dell'amore, right? And so it's also, we do songs from that as well.
The first Italian talkie. Does that still exist?
You can see it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so dinner comes from right around the corner from KRCB.
Right, from the Pasta King.
The Pasta
Arturo
King.
Ibletto
right.
is going to cater, and it's always delicious.
Oh, he really has a great reputation.
Yeah.
Well-deserved.
Yes.
I don't notice you guys playing a whole lot of stuff around here of late. Is this just an omission in my noticing, or?
Oh yes,
yeah. Oh yeah,
you're out and about.
We've been quite busy. It's a lot of what we do are private events, so they're not published. You know, a lot of what we do are we're hired by a lot of people hire us to come to their homes and give private house concerts. Sometimes, you know, the corporate events. And we do stuff in the East Bay and South Bay as well. So it's not always something that pops up on the local radar.
Right.
Yeah. And we've also just come out of what we like to call Bastille season. You know, the time leading up. We do a lot of French chanson as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so we've just led up to we've led up to that.
Bastille parties.
Oh yeah. So we've been singing French. So now it's time for us to take a little break from the French and move into the passion of the Italian music.
Right.
So.
The Risorgimento. It's coming
right,
back.
Right. And so you were asking about, you know, the type of music that we do. It really breaks down into three categories. You know, it's all popular music that would have been heard on the radio or played on your hi-fi, but it's Italian. It's Neapolitan, which is sung in its own language, its
right.
own dialect.
So we do
a lot of authentic Neapolitan music and renderings, which is one of my favorites. And we also do American Italian favorites, like Mambo Italiano, right? Rosemary Clooney's hits, or, you know, the Dean Martin That's Amore.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we like to flavor it and pepper it for the American
audience.
Boy,
there was a whole era where particularly Dean Martin was spearheading that Italianate popular music of the late 40s, early 50s, I guess.
Right, up into the 60s. Yeah, and we really like to pepper our show. It's the oregano in the sauce, you know what I mean? So that the American audiences get to enjoy that as well.
Okay, well, let's tell people that this wonderful party with music by Ziggy Bacci, Dolce Sera, a sweet weekend, is at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, Sunday, August 16th, starting at 5 o'clock. To get tickets, here's the telephone number, 829-4797. Brown paper tickets is good. Online, sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.